Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on! This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, sports mappers? Welcome to the fray of The Usual Suspects on a way back Wednesday. You know the way we do it around here, songs pre-2008. And today we each asked each of the three of us to rate the Western Conference, getting ready for the NBA season to really officially get underway tonight. 1 through 8, and then find a song from an artist from the city in which you put in each slot. So, for instance, we all said Golden State number one, so we had the challenge of finding a team from Oakland, the Bay Area. Officially, it wouldn't be San Francisco. You could be disqualified for that.
Right.
And there we go.
Yeah.
So we did that. Hour number three belongs to Nicholas because his list was done first, and therefore he got the pole position. So
what would be your first choice, though, since you don't get an eighth song? Are you going to exclude your 8 seed and just tell us who it is?
How are you going
to
do that?
What I've been doing lately is
your 1 seed is the Warriors, right?
Right.
So you're going to play that song. Who's your 8 seed?
The Pelicans.
Oh. Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, that's a stupid pick, but what? Yeah.
Hopefully, it's not as embarrassing as Lonzo Ball being Rookie of the Year last year, but
or not having the Lakers in the playoffs, yeah. Like my dumbass.
We'll see that you're going to get heat from
everybody.
Like the thing about the Lakers, it's either they make the playoffs or not. Because if they do, all the fans are going to be like, "I told you so." And if they don't, there's going to be a million and one excuses. So you're going to get heat regardless.
Pylerons are going to come in droves.
Bring it on! I'm getting used to it.
But are you?
Yeah.
It never gets to the point.
I mean, when you see a fan at a completely different game, it was like a Pistons versus, it was a weird random preseason game. The Lakers weren't even playing and he wore a LeBron jersey to the game.
Yeah.
The Lakers weren't even playing.
Yeah, that's
it. Wasn't even in Los Angeles.
Silly.
And he wore a LeBron jersey. I'm just telling you, that's the LeBron effect and that's the Laker effect. I mean, it's going to be insane when he comes to town, which is actually not too far.
Well, instead of one time, it's going to be two times because he's in the West. So they're going to play LeBron 4 times, and they're going to get 2 visits here in Houston. You know those games are going to be just nutty. Because as it was, even after Kobe and even when they sucked, you still on Lakers games in Houston saw a good portion of the fan base in purple and gold.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, Dr. Rundberg on Twitter Mm-hmm. Old snitching ass Dr. Runberg. Old tattletaling ass.
Who did he tell?
Snitching ass Dr. Runberg.
What did he do?
Rancid is from Berkeley. That's great. Yeah, but their guitarist is from Utah, so you can suck it.
Yeah, I just responded. I was like, I really wouldn't have cared.
Remember that when he was walking out, what did I say, Nick, when you were headed to the show and Joel and I were still sitting at the table? I said, their guitar player is from Utah. Technically, part of the band is from Utah. It counts. So suck it,
Stitches get stitches.
Exactly.
Yeah, because here's the thing, too. We actually discussed. I said I stayed away from those because I was the one that did my list a little bit earlier. And I was like, nope, because I know those guys are going to drill me on that one. That could be a technicality I don't wish to experience later. I'm already going to lose the poll as I do every week anyway. I'm not going to get that technicality to kill me.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, this was so hard that I was like, well, I don't care. He's from Utah. I'll count it.
Literally,
I mean, if they outvote me, I'll live.
I know it's the same for you every week, Nick. But for me, I was like, this is way too much work for a Wayback Wednesday
list. It was
Wednesday
a lot of work.
You got to have to do research and then check things. And it was terrible.
I mean, it was more work than normal. But I think we've had worse themes before.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely.
In terms of difficulty, at least.
JBear32 on Twitter said, if I win the lottery, I would go to work the next day and give my 2 weeks notice. Notice this, for the next 2 weeks, my ass is not going to be here.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a job you don't like, I wouldn't do that to this job. I actually enjoy coming to work. But, like, if it's a job you hate, yeah, man. You're not getting a 2 weeks notice. Bye.
No.
Oh, Lance Ford is a snitch, too. I think Rancid is from Cali. So he sent this directly to you, Lance Ford. He didn't even tag me or Joel.
Oh, he was definitely narking on you. I just got it.
Not even dry snitching, just straight up snitching that Rancid is from Cali. Well, guess what, Lance Ford? Just like Dr. Rundenberger, whatever the hell his name was, you can suck it. Because, again, the guitarist is from Utah.
Dr. Runberg.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't care anymore.
Oh, boys. This just in from Jeff Luno.
Uh-oh.
Luno.
Yeah.
Regarding the MLB statement and sign stealing, quote, there were two incidents that MLB investigated concerning an Astros employee. They have cleared us of wrongdoing.
Mm.
The policy regarding this topic is that you are not allowed to use technology to aid in sign stealing. It's a very clear policy. We understand it. We abide by it. We have abided by it. We plan to continue abiding by it. End quote.
So they're not saying they didn't steal signs. They're saying they didn't,
use technology to do it.
He'd be dumb if he said yes or no either way. That's smart. He shouldn't have.
Do you think that, well, they've been cleared. So the Indians and the Red Sox, again, just like Dr. Ruin My Life and Lance can all suck it.
But I noticed he didn't use the term, I did my due diligence like never before.
Well.
In doing this.
It was interesting because Kristen Lidner is a Houston area comic, and she hit me up on Facebook last night about some other stuff. And then she was like, by the way, did you hear this about the Astros cheating in Cleveland? I was like, no. I mean, I know there was a deal about Pine Tar and the Red Sox, but I didn't hear anything about the Astros yet. And then as soon as we finished our conversation, I clicked over to ESPN. Sure enough, front page, Astros are being investigated because apparently they had a guy in the photographer area.
The photo box adjacent
recording
to
next to the Red
the
Sox.
Dugout. Well, it started with the Indians. The Indians actually, if you believe what you read, the Indians called the Red Sox to say, hey, heads up.
But they said that basically what they were doing is they sent those guys over there to make sure that the Red Sox weren't stealing signs.
Right, because of, again, refresh everyone's memory that a year ago the Red Sox were reprimanded by Major League Baseball for using an iWatch in the process of stealing signs and alerting players.
So remember, Red Sox, every time you point a finger, there's three pointing back at you. Remember that. And also, it is something I was thinking about watching last night's game and watching the pitchers get raked on like they did.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Alex Cora is the man that pointed out Yu Darvish's tip. He's the one that pointed out.
Oh, really?
Yes. He is notoriously one of the best guys in baseball in history of finding a pitcher's tell.
He's savvy at signal stealing or tipping pitches.
At tells. Okay. What he noticed was the fact that Darvish would adjust his grip if he was going to throw a breaking ball. If he was throwing a fastball, he never moved his hand in his glove. Cora, now you've never seen anything printed, but lots of folks have said, and I've been told as well, that basically that was all Alex Cora. So he's very good at that. So you really know that the Astros are on pins and needles and on heightened alert because he knows this pitching staff well. He knows most of those guys. Not Cole, obviously, not Osuna, not Presley, but yet and still, he's familiar with a lot of these guys. So I'm sure that the Astros are very paranoid about that. So it doesn't surprise me that they would have somebody over there. Not in the least bit.
No, and again, we said from the get-go, look, there's mutual respect of the highest regard between A.J. Hinch and Alex Cora.
Sure.
But there's also mutual worry because of the fact that each guy knows the other so well. And, you know, Cora's bullpen coach came from the Astros. So, you know, you've got coaches sprinkled and contacts sprinkled across. It's a very unfamiliar situation for these guys who normally have relationships across the league, but it's not as close as and as recent as this.
Yeah.
So there's paranoia that's going to be on both sides.
Yep.
Because, you know, Cora said the same thing. He said, look, we're always worried about people stealing our signs. We're always concerned about those kind of things.
I think that's across baseball, though. I think most people are concerned about that in some form.
I agree.
On the text line, somebody said, I feel like if Barry was a school teacher, all you would need to do is compliment him on how he looks to get him off topic.
I don't know. I mean,
like if a student came
did you
in
ever do that?
Before like, a quiz and said, Barry, that's an extremely tight pencil skirt you're wearing.
Yeah. Oh, Miss Patterson, that dress looks amazing on you. Oh, thanks. I got this. And then like 10 minutes later, you're like, sweet. It's time to go.
I just got out of about 6 extra chapters of reading tonight.
You know what? Texter, you might not be far off on that. You win this round, sir and or ma'am. Hey, fellas, did you see what's going on I'm not going to give it, a competing station trending hashtag ITL100. I have no idea what that is. It says, I guess their turnover ratio is so high, it's an accomplishment.
Ooh. Juicy news.
What? Oh.
What is he trying to say?
I don't know specifically. I tried to look it up on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they're just doing some giveaways I don't know what that means, though.
God, you should have added some context to that text. Was it a text or a tweet?
It says, look, so I'm...
should have done some research and not previewed it on the fly?
No, so Joe George...
No, not Barry, but...
Joe George tweeted out, congrats to Landry Locker, the Freddie D and Lopez on Sports on ITL 100. I have no idea what the hell that means. No clue. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Yeah. So good for them. They have something that we don't know what the hell it is.
I'm sure we'll be getting random emails now from national people, Nick, that will be letting us know about all these accomplishments.
I'm sure.
It's like like they won some Edward R. Murrow Award or something.
More junk mail straight to the trash bin.
Don't care.
Nope.
Yeah. You know the NBA playoffs aren't for another 6 months. Can we talk gardening?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
No.
Look
no,
at
we
that!
We gotta go to break.
God, Nick, you almost sounded like you were from Milwaukee. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No gardening talk today. That right there would be, whoo, can't do that.
Did I sound like that? Yeah. I got to go back to the
Your
tape.
Your God was, oh, my God.
Fart Shirara. Got he going.
First Thank God I don't sound like that.
First it's farts, and now you're talking about gardening. Speaking of that, my God.
Somebody just texted the show, and it just says, you the man, fart.
Oh, don't say we don't have any fun around here.
Way to go, Boogs.
Yeah. Oh. There's no booger better than what we got going with the fart. So we're going to continue to roll on. It is the usual suspects. It's SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1. We're giving a bunch of guys in this organization on this show, the three of us. And even though some of you don't deserve it, based on some of the text messages we get on a daily basis, we still like to give back to the listeners.
Let's do it now. Three bottles of Thrive Plus samples. Thrive Plus, the after alcohol aid. It's designed specifically to mitigate the negative effects of alcohol by replacing lost vitamins and providing your liver with what it needs to break down alcohol and its toxic byproducts. Thrive Plus is the patented solution to help you recover. All you do, take two tablets before bed or after your last beverage. This is your opportunity to check it out. You are going to win a three bottle sample now. For more information to purchase Thrive Plus, log on to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com to get yours. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you. And now's your chance to win it. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10. You will win three bottles of Thrive Plus. Good luck. Okay. I have gotten to the bottom of what this ITL thing is that the texter sent us. So somebody texted and said, 610. I'll just go ahead and tell you because it's part of it. But I was trying not to say it. But 610 is celebrating ITL 100. I have no idea what the hell that was. Through my crack research department, that would be me and my fingers on Google. ITL 100 is they're celebrating the 100th episode of In the Loop.
Congratulations, me!
First of all, how can they be celebrating the 100th episode of In the Loop because they're missing Cody Stoots? Don't you have to start over? That's the rule. If you don't have my boy Stoots on the show, it's no longer In the Loop. You're out of Stoots.
I'm with you.
You're out of Stoots. You got to start the count over.
You're out of touch, too, because you've been out of touch. Because actually, if you're talking about the ITL 100,
yeah,
all that is 100 days of the Super Bowl champion Houston Texans.
So I was trying to figure out what episode are we on. We didn't even keep track of that. We don't have a way to throw ourselves a pat on the back party on Twitter.
We can. I'd have to go back. And
what was our first episode? I want to say it was week one.
I know when you and I first did a show, but it wasn't.
But that was A&M. Yeah. That was before The Usual Suspects started. Right. Well, it was originally the Joel Blank show.
Right.
Before we had figured out who the hell was all going to be on the show. Right. So we started that. It was the first week of Texans 2017. No, 2016.
Because we worked on a Labor Day.
It was
Day.
The first week of Texans 2016.
Okay. To give you an idea.
Because we were together on Super Bowl, right? That was the show was still going on Super Bowl in Houston. So it was sometime in September of 2016. So we have to be approaching 100 episodes.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Oh, it's for sure 100 episodes.
Because there's 52 weeks in a year. We've been doing this now for over 2 years in some form or fashion.
I'll get you the – I'm going to give you an approximate number now. Okay. And then I'll give you –
And then I'm going to hashtag TUS100.
Which we've always gone suspects. With. We've always gone with TUS.
T-U-S.
Yeah, well, even when we did the fantasy football.
We're going to get –
500 episodes? 560 episodes?
No way.
Yeah. Because, look, there's – 1,681 posts. Usually each post is 1 hour, and it's a 3 hour show. So you do 1,681 divided by 3, you got about 500. We did close to 500 shows together.
Wow.
Yeah.
That we all deserve an award for putting up with each other.
But maybe
suck
that trip
for 100 then.
Yeah.
God.
If we're at our five, how come we're not hashtag TUS500? What's going on here? I want my cake. Where's my cake? I was promised cake. I don't know. I just want cake.
Yeah. I mean, we have a 3 hour show, but.
So maybe that's why it's hashtag 100 because
that
it's been 100
a
episodes since they got rid of Cody.
Maybe.
So the new In the Loop has been on for 100 episodes.
But has In the Loop always been a 5 day a week show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're so wrong for that.
I think it
won't. So we got to.
You're not gonna stop.
No, we got to, and I'm all right with that. We got to the bottom of it though, so that's good. So hashtag TUS500. There we go. By the way, someone corrected me on the text line for saying you the man fart. They said call him by his government name, Fartholomew.
Which was so good. It's just so well done. Well played, sir or ma'am. Well played.
Oh, look, I should have just waited for Mandy's text because the very next text in the text that I haven't read yet caught up on. That's 20 weeks of a daily show. Congrats to them, I guess. They suck. That was from Mandy. We love you, Mandy.
Yes, Mandy. Now, that's what we're talking about. Not these people that are trolling for shows on other stations. Just stick with us. You're good. It's all we need.
Somebody texted, can we keep this Fart guy around? He's so much better than Nick. So that's just not going well. All right. We got to let that go.
Hey, Nick, you got that Kevin Garnett audio? Can we get it?
We can get it for the next segment.
Yeah, let's get it for the next segment. We were talking a little bit about the fact with the NBA and everything like that and this Butler situation. He's actually going to play for the Timberwolves mm-hmm. until they find a home for him, mm-hmm. which is essentially what Tom Thibodeau wanted all along.
Right.
And hoping he changes his mind. But one thing you got to – if you're Kevin Garnett, right?
Yes.
And you want – you got Area 21 on the TNT broadcast. You're doing broadcast stuff. You have to understand there are words you cannot say. He doesn't get it, and he just lets him roll, and he thinks that – I think he thinks Nick is going to be better than he is for you, and he thinks that somewhere at TNT there's a guy with a big red button that hits it before it gets out on
the
air.
I was going to say, doesn't he do a show, the Area 51 show,
yeah,
with
Area
the
21.
Button or whatever, with the button on the – because he sits in his chair.
Because everybody knows he cusses all the time.
He's got a curse button on that show so that he can – When he knows he's going to cuss or he feels it coming, it cuts his mic and then he curses.
Why don't you have one of those?
I need one of those. I would love to have a self bleep button in here. That
no
would be fantastic.
No question about it.
I would use it a lot, but it would
between the two of us, there'd still be about 20% that squeaks out.
Well, mine would bleed through your microphone, and then
a bleep
that would be,
button or a dump button.
A bleep.
No,
button.
You guys need a dump button because when you guys swear, y'all don't mean to swear. It just comes out of emotion.
That's so.
Come on. Y'all need a dump button.
Why is Tyler back there pointing at both of us?
I don't know. They'll point at me. I went 5 years on game day without ever swearing once. And then
now
I
you swear all the time.
I swear all the time. You guys are
Barry,
bad
if
influences.
If you were only at TUS 100, you probably wouldn't be cussing. But now since we're at the 500 mark, all bets are off.
That's true. Somebody did go, by the way, Barry, genius, 100 episodes divided by 20 weeks. Genius. Okay. Well, maybe they did start counting after Cody left. Has Cody really been gone for 20 weeks?
It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah. Wow.
But I know that I think the non-competes are over for all the guys that moved on from their stations, like Jason Braddock. Like
oh, yeah?
Cody Stutes,
there you go.
Like that other guy.
Hmm?
Yeah.
No idea who that
Sean
is.
Sean Jones and that other guy, you know.
Nope.
No
I don't
one else
know.
Does either.
Say
don't
it.
Worry about it.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
Say his name. Say his name.
Okay, Beyonce. No, I'm good.
All right. Well, I got a plane to catch, so I'm out of here.
Officers on the I-10 on the I-10 route. Leave the Honda alone.
There's a white Honda Accord that says Victoria on the front with a paper tag on the back. Please, sirs and or ma'ams, let me pass. I got to get to Austin
in
time.
Did you get a new easy tag?
No, I peeled it off and stuck it.
Ooh, good luck with that.
Ghetto style. No, it's stuck. It's on there.
Even if it doesn't scan, he's fine. He's fine. No, he'll be fine.
It's a paper tag.
Paper tags, you get away with it.
And then I just tell him to charge my account. It'll be fine.
Okay.
Hey, guys, did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear?
You're leaving.
Did you hear?
But you are.
We're throwing a pub crawl.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that? Mm-hmm. We're throwing a pub crawl. Party with It's a Houston Thing, Saturday, October 20th. Yep, it is the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl brought to you by Thrive Plus. It's going to be huge, and I'm mad I'm going to miss it. I want to be there to see Fred drink his first drink in over a month because I know he's going to get bleep-faced and have a good time, and I wanted to be there for it. And you can be there for it. All you got to do is get tickets. You can get your tickets at htxpubcrawls.com. Like I said, it's going to be a fun thing. Houstonians repping Houston sports while getting their drink on at 10 special hosting venues downtown. When you get a ticket, this is what it comes with. Check this out. A limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone t-shirt like you see on the overpass as you're heading into downtown right there. That Be Someone bridge, it's on a shirt. It's really cool. You'll dig that. That's worth the price of admission alone. You also get a pub crawl wristband, a cup, a koozie, Thrive Plus samples if you didn't win when we just gave them away, and you get drinks for just $3. So get your tickets now. I promise you prices will go up before October 20th, so you need to get on it now. Get your tickets, htxpubcrawls.com, htxpubcrawls.com. All right, guys. That's it for me. I'll see you guys Monday, I guess. You guys have fun without me. All right, we'll see you on the flip side. We'll be back after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. The police are going to have to come again.
to get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You heard Barry do the swan song. He's on his way to Portland via Austin, so he's hitting the road, and hopefully he has safe travels as he heads to Portland in the Rose City. But we are still here, and there will be a special guest to be mentioned shortly that you guys will all be very pleased with. But because this special guest co-host is involved in this pub crawl, we have been pumping the pub crawl, and you guys need to, too. It's this Saturday. It's October the 20th, and you need to be there. It is the first ever, first annual, I'm telling you, there's never been anything like this before, pub crawl for Houston sports. So, therefore, if you join in with our very own Fred Fowler, they're starting at Dean's in downtown on Saturday, and then you're off to nine other hosting venues like Shea McElroy's Irish Pub, the Cottonmouth, and more. There are passes that come with exclusive Be Someone Pub Crawl t-shirts. You get a wristband, a cup of koozie, and the most important thing is you get Thrive Plus samples and $3 beers, drinks, and shots at all the participating bars. Fred has not had a drink in over a month, but he will be drinking at this pub crawl. So Barry's mission is to get Fred drunk, so we want you to participate. So we are selling these passes, and you can get them at htxpubcrawls.com, htxpubcrawls.com. But because we're generous, Nick, are we going to give away another pair? Let's give away another pair, shall we? Let's give away a pair of tickets to caller number 17. Caller number 17 right now on the hotline. You get two tickets to the pub crawl. Good luck. And without further ado, because we gave Fred so many extra mentions because of the fact that he's doing the pub crawl, equal time for the Blitzers. So therefore, one AJ Hoffman joins us for the final two segments.
Yeah, I'm also a part of that show. A lot of people don't know that, but I...
How do people not know that?
I'm like a silent volunteer partner on that show. I contribute without using words, mostly.
I almost used a word I couldn't say in response to that, because that's horse, you know what.
My mic time's been cut down tremendously as Jong and Fred have become management.
Yeah, I've heard on the way home when I listen. Then the other thing is that SportsMap has condensed at least one segment of your show.
So I contribute minimally at this point, but I do still contribute some.
But salary-wise, you get maximum.
No,
so therefore, you're maximizing
not
return
true.
On investment.
Not true. I took a massive pay cut so we could hire Charlie Polillo and Lance Zierlein.
Well, he doesn't need shoes. You can shop in the kids department for those.
But I'm just telling you, this is what they asked me to do. They said, AJ, we need you to restructure your deal to make room for some big guns. And I said, you know what? I'm a team player. I'm willing to do that.
That's false.
I said, even though Joel and Barry already make more than me.
Yeah, right. I heard you guys talking about radio guys that make six figures and how rare that is.
It is pretty rare, I think,
is.
Nowadays.
I agree with that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're all not like you guys.
Well.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Well, one day, Joel.
Yeah, I'm hopeful.
Was that the kind of dough you were making when you were with the Rockets?
I was doing all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that rare.
No, well, that's not actually just for a radio guy.
Oh, okay. That you did other jobs, too?
I had like five jobs.
Well, I got a bunch of other jobs, too.
Like what? Professional gambler. Other than that, what do you got?
I don't know. I mean, I've got to write for SportsMap.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
And that's where you get browbeat if you don't.
Yeah.
By your co-host.
I've got to, I don't know. I've got to run a Twitter account. Like, there's some very...
Boy, you and what? Yeah.
You know what else I got to do? I got to fill out that ESPN 97.5, that pick thing every week.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to do that again.
On the website, I got to fill that out every week. Otherwise, I get an email, and I keep track of the.
Well, I get your emails when I forget to do the picks for
I'm
the.
I'm trying
other
to help
one.
You out.
I know. I appreciate
that's
it.
That's a different thing. I've got to run right. That thing. I mean, I've got a lot of responsibilities around here, Joel.
So that's why to reduce the amount of time wasted, you are now blocking people on Twitter.
Oh yes.
What brought that on?
I realized how much energy I burn. Just with negative people, and I have no tolerance for it anymore. I
apologized as soon as you said that.
I know,
tweet too,
I know you did, but
for bringing that on.
Like, there's people who they follow, if you don't like what I say, I really wish people would just unfollow me. But if you're going to like come back with some snarky nonsense, or you're going to say that I'm an a-hole or I'm a mother effer, I just don't need it.
There's a lot of that.
There is.
And it's not just the cowardly keyboard confidants that think that they're hiding. It's the other people that evidently something in their life is going so wrong or bad that they feel like the best way to combat that is to just lash out when we're doing what we do.
So I've got a new rule. Like if you're not contributing anything, like, and I don't feel good energy from you, mm-hmm. I'm done. You're just out.
And I'm trying to learn as we go because I was very... The Rockets forced us to have Twitter accounts.
But right.
I wasn't very active unless it was like during games, stats during timeouts, things like that, interesting things, injury reports. But now it's a whole new ballgame.
I hate social media. And it's almost like for our job, it's almost a requirement.
Yes.
You know, to be interactive with our listeners. And it's just not for me. It drives me crazy.
But we say for every nine good ones, that 10th one's a doozy.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're your biggest critic.
Yeah.
So.
But like, crazy. I mean, it's so simple. I really do implore people, if you don't like what I say on Twitter, just unfollow me. It won't upset me at all. I won't even notice. So it's not that big of a deal. But if you're an a-hole, I'm done with it.
See, I was going to run this by you because I wasn't even going to get any run. But, you know, we have to do stuff for SportsMap. And so I did the video following, and I didn't say anything about
illegalities. Fred said that got a lot of good response.
Got a lot of run on the whole thing with the pine tar and the checking of the gloves and everything like that. But there's a guy on the network side. I've heard the name.
Patrick Creighton.
No, correct, because I would hear more than the name. I hear his voice through walls.
Some other guy. Some other joker.
Yeah, another guy on the network side decided to subtweet that and basically say, embarrassing that my own employer would put something out like this,
Who do you employ?
And so, no, because because he works technically for Gal Media because he's on SB Nation Radio.
Okay.
And I was like, who is this? I don't even know, but why would you do that?
Who is it?
And it's Matt Perrault.
Oh, I know Matt. Yeah, Matt used to be a sales guy. Now he moved to Vegas and he does a show out there.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Subsequently, because I had several people going, did you see this? You don't want to even, it's not, where I go, I don't even know who the guy is. But yeah, let's go to Twitter, and also let's go take a kind of an indirect shot at your employer. That's a smart move.
Yeah, you don't want to get in Matt Perrault's way, though. He's a big noise around here.
Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
He's like Fred level.
No way.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
At least Patrick Creighton level.
Well, that's just the decibel level.
They call him the Patrick Creighton of Vegas. That's what they call him, the Patrick Creighton of the desert.
Okay. Yeah. I somehow don't think he's at Fred's level.
He might not be Fred's level. Fred is management. I don't think Matt Perrault's management.
Okay.
But
yeah. I heard he was here today.
That's
what Nick told me. I did not
know. He was in the studio. He did the show from in studio.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Instead of Vegas. I don't know.
He was here yesterday because Fred told me, I guess he's a big Red Sox fan.
That's what I was going to say.
Which is probably why he was pissed off about your stuff. But I guess yesterday he said, walking into a bar with a Red Sox hat on, let's see how this goes. And Fred was like, I literally just 2 minutes ago saw him in the hallway. What bar did he get to in those 2 minutes?
Especially around, I'm thinking even in the Galleria area.
Like, right across, there's one across the street, kind of.
Maybe, but that's
go like to the hotel.
That's a brisk jog if you got there to watch that.
That's true.
You could go to your...
But why is that so gutsy anyway?
Why is it
walking
so
in with a Boston Red Sox cap? Why is that so...
I mean, I guess you're in
right
Houston.
Right now, you're in Astros territory in a heated series.
Okay.
I mean, is it heated? Heated today than it was
yesterday.
Depends
on what happens tonight, too, because it could be over if you don't win tonight.
It feels way less heated than it did a good 24 hours ago.
Agreed. Your guy has stepped up big, but the rest of the...
He's the only one.
I had my druthers about starting Dallas Keuchel in a game three. Start Morton first just because he's got more velocity.
Do you think Keuchel pitched poorly?
No, but he Dallas Keuchel'd. He's always been known for a slow start, rough first inning, and he gave you that. But then he settled down, and then Hinch took him out for Joe Smith, and the rest is history.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on our show, too. I think they hung with Osuna a little longer than they should have.
I agree, and I don't think he should have been in the game in the first
place. Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's the spot where you use McCullers or McHugh.
Absolutely.
And bridge them to the, you know, if it gets to a... to a ninth, tenth inning, and you've got a lead, that's when you bring that guy out. I hate when people use closers in non-save situations.
Completely agree.
Unless it's last night when the Brewers used Hader. I didn't hate it, because it was the three lefties in a row, and it was the eighth inning.
And it's still a high-leverage situation.
Right. But it doesn't make sense to me to bring him out there in, like, what was it, sixth inning or whatever.
No,
it was.
And I asked Barry, too. I said, you know what, there may be something to this when we talked about Ken Giles, too, that a closer in a non-save or not a non-tie game situation has a different mentality. Maybe he relaxes a little bit, and maybe you see what you saw last night. So, all right, we got one segment to go with AJ, and then we'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to him, Fred Jung, and the rest of the crew on the Blitz as they take you home till 7 o'clock. It's Sports Map 94.1. It's ESPN 97.5. It's The Usual Suspect.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back! Final segment of the show before we turn it over to the man to my right, Fred Fowler and Jung, as they take you home on the Blitz, as they do every night on both SportsMap 94.1 and ESPN 97.5. AJ Hoffman joining us again. Appreciate you filling in.
Hey, my pleasure.
Barry is chuckling all the way in his truck.
Yeah.
He always expects the worst when we see each other, whether it be in the hallway or on the air. But I did want to get your take on this because you know.
I feel we've gotten along.
I think we've done very well since we had our initial clearing of the air.
Yeah, we just cleared the air and everything's cool.
That's good, which is the way it should be. But, you know, hashtag...
Barry's just looking for drama.
Oh, he's the soup ladle.
I think we're all looking for drama. We all were hoping for a little more conflict for the last 30 minutes. Yeah.
Well, listen, man, that's not what I'm about.
What are you about with the hashtag ITL100?
You brought this to my attention. I haven't really spent much time on Twitter today, so I didn't
realize it. We got a text message on it that said, are you aware trending is hashtag ITL100, which neither of us had a clue on, and Barry researched and found out that over at 610, they're celebrating the 100th show of In the Loop.
Who's even on In the Loop?
John Lopez.
And who else?
Landry Locker.
I don't know him.
You put your helmet and your pads there at the end of the day, right?
Do I know?
That's where you stop before you go to the shower. Right.
But yeah, I don't think I've met him.
I don't know. Who was the third one, Nick? I don't even know. I can't even tell you who In the Loop is. But then...
Oh, Freddie D?
Oh, it's Freddie D that used to be here.
Okay.
Yeah. So other than that, I'm like, we never counted those things. You guys got to be in like...
We're getting close to 5,000, I would think.
See, that's a milestone.
Yeah.
5,000 shows, that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, that takes a lot, but... I mean, I guess you're looking for small victories at this point.
I guess.
You know what the
smallest victory is?
What's that?
They're the home of the Texans.
Well, that's true. That ain't much of a victory. That's an L. I like Fred. I think he's a cool dude. Lopez, I always thought that I would just hate him because I hate him on the air. I think he sucks as a radio guy. But then we saw him in Vegas once, and I played in a poker tournament with him. He seems like a pretty cool dude.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy. I just think he sucks at radio. So
that's the thing. Certain people can do it. Certain people can't. When you say you talk to people that were writers that instantaneously think, because I've written on sports, I can talk it on the radio. Fred is one of those guys that has mastered the craft. Other people, and I've seen this throughout, where people have just said, I could just do that. You just turn on you turn on the mic and you go.
Almost everybody thinks if people who like sports assume that they could do this job and it'd be easy.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I remember because when we were looking for a replacement for the studio host a while back for the Rockets, and the CEO of the Rockets, Tad Brown, sat Craig Ackerman and myself down on the road. And I was like, well, I got these candies. He goes, why don't you just do it? He's like, you've done it before. You do it again. I was like, all right. He goes, and by the way, if either one of you guys need a night off, just let me know. I'm ready to go. I could do it in a heartbeat. And we looked at each other like, you really think you could do play-by-play, let alone color in the studio, just because you can speak?
Yeah, that's
it's
all it
takes.
It's
not that easy. But there are others out there, and some will remain nameless, but you know that still think that it's the easiest job.
It's an easy job. What are we talking about?
You just follow Twitter and you repeat everything that they tell you, and you got this thing mastered.
You read texts and you go over box scores. That's basically the job.
All right. So I want to get your take on this. Luna, we read his quote already that MLB did their due diligence and found out that they did not use any technology to do anything wrong, and they've been cleared. But it started with the checking of the catcher's mitt with Maldonado. It's proceeded to have social media warriors put all the Pine Tar episodes with Red Sox pitchers.
Right.
And now we've gotten to this. I mean, everybody's doing it.
Yeah, and it's funny to hear everybody talking about it like it's not, this is just kind of a known thing that this is what happens. And, I haven't heard many hitters complain about it.
No, and I think that's the thing that people miss in the whole context of everything that's going on, which is in cold weather situations, with most of the guys that pitch these days throwing 95 and above, you'd rather have a guy that has a little tactified feeling on his fingertips to keep control of that baseball than have it slip out of your hands and have one going at your dome piece.
Yeah, I don't want to get hit with a pitch, you know, and when it's cold. That sucks.
First of all, regardless, you don't want to get hit with 100 miles an hour.
No.
But secondly, don't want to, when it's cold, it magnifies everything. Yeah, it's awful.
So, yeah, I mean, I understand there's like a little bit of an increased grip is a helpful thing, but I don't think it makes that big of a difference. Now, the problem is it is a rule. Like,
absolutely.
Is it a stupid rule? Probably. And where is the line drawn? Should you be able to keep a nail file in your back pocket? Probably not. But I mean, I do feel like at some point, having some sort of a grip on your on the ball isn't going to hurt anything.
No, I think you're right, because I think, you know what, the one thing that we've seen is because of the fact that we know it is a rule, but they don't enforce it. Instead of hiding it under the bridge of your glove on your wrist, or hiding it in your
inside
hat,
your belt,
or Jeff Blum said that guys would hide pine tar in their crotch because it looked like they were going to their crotch anyway. And I'm like,
and a lot of infielders will keep pine tar in their glove.
He admitted it. He said as much. He said he puts it in the pocket of his glove.
If the pitcher gives him a sign, he'll give him some and throw it back when they throw it around.
Yep.
So it's been going on for a long time. I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal that, and from what I understand, and maybe you've heard differently, it was Joe West who decided to check Maldonado's glove?
Jeff Blum told us that, yes, on the air, that through sources that he knows in the game, and obviously he's the TV announcer for the Astros, too, he's close to the team, he said Joe West was the guy that initiated.
When I heard that, I thought that was a little odd. And Cora doesn't come across to me as a guy who would look to stir something up
himself. He's the guy when he was with the Astros that was the ace at when picking up things like when guys were tipping pitches. You know, they're all sign readers at that point too. But again, the fact that...
But you don't do that when you're the manager of a team that has guys who do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's just some sensibility. It's not necessarily like, you know, it's not like he's saying, you know, I'm gonna snitch you out because we're clean and you're not.
Well, and
if his guys are going to do it, then why would he say anything?
If you're the manager taking over a team that got caught a year earlier with an iWatch, you know, sending messages to steal signals, you don't want to be the guy that takes over the team only to have guys stealing more signals and doing other things with technology. But to me, it's just like you can't hide it anymore because of the fact that they're not going to call it. So guys are just blatant with it. You see the pictures that we had on the website of the three Red Sox pitchers. David Price not only has it on his forearm, but he takes it, touches it, puts it right on the ball, and starts rubbing down the ball. And you're like, okay, I mean, at least try and be a little inconspicuous with it.
Do they know for a fact it was pine tar?
It looked like the spray stuff you put on the bat handle.
I've seen a lot of guys who will just use sunscreen, and then when you get some dirt on your hand, it gives you like a little bit of a grit.
It's like Charlie Morton used a new piece of bubble gum because it has that grit and stickiness to it, tactifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's tons of ways to do it. But again, no one's trying to hide it anymore. It's like it's a common occurrence.
And even I help coach a 11-year-old baseball team, and even our kids, if they're not gripping the ball well, they'll lick their finger and pick up some dirt.
But that's the other one I brought up, too. The other night, Garrett Cole asked the umpires before his first pitch, am I okay to lick my fingers on the mound?
Yeah, my mouth.
And no one even asks anymore. They just do it.
Yeah.
And they do it all the time, and it's never called.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's much ado about nothing. I don't think it's that big of a deal. But at the end of the day, you got to hit against whatever's getting thrown at you.
They better hit tonight.
They better.
Because otherwise they're in big trouble. 69% of the teams that lose Game 3 in a 7-game series go on to lose the series.
Yeah.
So they better step it up.
Well, I think it kind of, A.J. Hinch took a lot of heat today. The bullpen took a lot of heat.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you think you're going to beat the Red Sox 2-1, you're probably wrong. The Red Sox are going to score runs.
They manufacture runs. They might not live by the long ball, but they know how to put guys across
the
plate.
And that's a deep line. When Jackie Bradley Jr. is hitting eighth or ninth,
yeah.
I mean,
he had a bad year, but he's a good player.
He's a good player, man. Yeah. And, you know, you talk about just even that top of the order, that Betts, Benintendi, JD Martinez. It's probably a deeper lineup than the Astros have this year. It kind of reminds me of the Astros last year.
Right. When and everybody the savviness hit. Of picking up a Pierce when you didn't expect, but if Moreland gets hurt, guy steps up and has stepped up big, too. So, they're hot at the right time. There's a reason why they won 100 games.
So if the Astros are going to win, it's not bullpen. It's not how long you stick with a starter. It's they got to hit more.
No question. Yeah, and they got to get guys out of the pen because they were supposed to have the best bullpen in baseball. All right, man. Appreciate it all
anytime.
Stopping in. And he's going to come up next with Fred and Jong as he takes you home with the Blitz on SportsMap 94.1.
You want to call him a douchebag or something, Nick?
Please.
Joel, you're such a
30
douchebag.
Minutes.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate that.
Yeah, sorry, man.
All right,
sorry to disappoint, Nick. You going to stick around and
produce
their show,
too? I'm trying
to
be a professional, Nick.
Nick's going to cue the gem of the day for you next segment.
He almost had to yesterday because Jong was late. That was 2 days ago,
I guess.
That's
right.
Yeah, John just shows up when he wants now. He sent a text at 4:58.
He's management. He's talking to his management.
He sent a text at 4:58. Oh, hey, guys, I'm going to be late for 3:58. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the warning.
Good to know.
All right, the Blitz is next. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I have been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.